Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 337 for Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Tuesday morning in sympathy with the U.S. soy complex and some follow-through selling. ICE canola was anywhere from $3 to $4 lower, with the most active May contract sitting at $454.80 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also weaker, which pressured values. The most active May contract traded below its 20-day and 50-day moving average. The large soybean harvest in Brazil and Argentina added to the bearish tone. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker against its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to domestic crushers and exporters. Reports that European and Chinese rapeseed production could be lower this year underpin the futures. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all lower. Soybeans were 4 to 5 cents lower, with the May contract checking in at $9.74 a bushel. Reports of superb yields coming out of Brazil and Argentina were bearish. The South American harvest is threatening to be record large. Brazilian farmers were already 50% sold as of last week. Demand for soy meal has been steady. Corn was 2 cents lower, with the May contract sitting at $3.82 per bushel. More rain is forecast for the Mississippi Delta, which could further inspire producers in that region to swap out corn acres in favor of soybeans. The strength of the U.S. dollar and spillover strength from wheat was bearish for corn. A lack of buying by end users also weighed down values. U.S. wheat was 2 to 3 cents lower, with the May contract at $5.24 per bushel. Crop conditions throughout the U.S. Great Plains have been improving, and weather forecasts appear favorable as well. Showers are on the way for moisture-stressed regions. The USDA says 44% of the winter wheat crop is rated good or excellent. That's as of Sunday. Russian wheat is reportedly dropping in price, even though the ruble has been strengthening as of lately. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, April 7th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.